Did you ever have a question pop into your head that never got an answer? Did you want to learn more about something trivial but never got around to it? Well, I have. A lot. During the past few months, I wrote down these questions, no matter how odd or seemingly unanswerable they may be. I saved them so I could take one day each week for the entire year of 2016 to finally get some answers. So here we go with an attempt to learn something new in this episode of I Have Questions. Welcome to I Have Questions. I'm Matt, and this is episode 53 for Friday, December 30th, 2016. And the question for this episode is this the end? Well, we'll get to that answer in just a little bit. First, I want to talk a little bit about what got to this final question. About a year ago, in fact, nearly a year ago to this day, I decided to give myself a bit of a challenge in all the podcasting work that I do. I've started a lot of shows, some still going on, some still popping up from time to time, but most of them kind of unceremoniously pod faded and disappeared. So I wanted to see if I could commit to producing a show each week without fail for one entire year. So on December 31st in 2015, I posted the introduction episode of I Have Questions with the question, what is I Have Questions, to put myself out there and try to do this. I'll tell you, it did start off great. I had 27 questions ready. I was researching two or three answers a day, recording five episodes in each sitting. And then after that, the questions were a little harder to narrow down in a lot of cases, getting difficult to find an interesting or at least a discussable answer out of. Now, if you did the math real quick, you know that's about the halfway point of the entire run of the show. So this led into about mid-May when I kind of hit the wall on researching, writing, editing, and posting this entire show and everything to do with this show all on my own. No one's helped me with any of this, by the way. I have been given many questions by listeners, but I wanted this to be a 100% self-produced show. So everything you've heard on this show, from developing the question to finding the answer to this final product, has been all done on my own. So when I hit that wall, it was around this point that I first thought I'd pack it in for this series. It was becoming a lot of work, and it felt more like a job than a hobby. A lot of the shows I do, as you're aware, are with my friends, so even just the recording process is something I always look forward to. This was kind of missing at this point. Talking to myself wasn't as much fun as talking to my friends, so I was kind of wondering if this made any sense to continue. But I did remind myself that I started this as a challenge, and this is part of a challenge, overcoming obstacles. So I got over that hump and went on. There were a few more bumps along the way, but I got through those as well. The only time I got close to actually quitting, or at least not doing it for a week, was episode 37. This was during the second week of September when I released the episode, Why Is There No Episode This Week? Now, some listeners might not really consider that an episode because it's a rather meta premise, but I want to go on record to say that that took as much research to put together as any other question I've done. So in the end, I do consider that a true episode. In fact, it is a true episode because there is a question and an answer, although not the one I intended to originally do that week. If you don't remember the story, we had a nightmare on our hands with NewsAz.com and our, at the time, hosting provider. Fixing this issue was taking like every bit of free time that I had to normally research, edit, and record. Now, at one point during this week, when I had transitioned from one host to another, there was some downtime where I couldn't access the site on either host. So that is when I finally squeezed in the research, recording, and editing for that episode. That is probably the closest call I had during the entire run of this series. So this series wasn't the easiest thing in the world to do all the time, but it also wasn't the hardest. And in the end, I'm really happy I got to this final episodes and having done the 52 episodes that came before this. One interesting thing about this series that I hadn't really considered is that I don't think finding the answer to any of these questions was ever done the same way twice. Sometimes I'd be lucky enough to find all the info I needed on one page and just make a story out of it. Sometimes I'd have to pull bits and pieces from a dozen sources and put some semblance of an answer together. Most of the time, the work fell between the two. Another thing I learned right off the bat, which was actually a little disheartening to find out at first, is that everything that I present on this episode is typed out to an extent. All the facts I want to share, the sequences, and a lot of the times, the explanations to subjects that I'm not familiar with, I'll type out exactly what I need to say about it word for word. Now, with that premise, it takes out hours, really hours, to put all these notes together for each episode. I'd say roughly an average of 4 hours per episode. So I'm telling you all this information before I get to my point is because imagine my surprise in the early stages or the early episodes of this series when I would sit down, record, and edit, and end up with like a 6 or 8 or 10 minute episode after all those hours of work. It didn't seem like a real good return on investment on my time, but I got over that pretty quick because I liked what I was putting together. So in the end, it was all worth it. So I guess that return on investment in the end was fair. So that is the very, very, very short version of the journey up to episode 53. I did want to put together some questions about this series to wrap up this series about questions that I actually did want to know in the end. So here they are. First up, what are the shortest episodes? So if you take out the introductory episode that runs 4 minutes, that's the episode zero that introduced the series in 2015, we actually have a four-way tie. And those are episode 3, Who Won the First Stanley Cup, episode 18, What Sends Shivers Down the Spine, episode 22, What is a Philadelphia Flyer, and episode 23, What Happened to the Double Trouble Twins. They all clock in at 5 minutes. Next question, what's the longest episode? This one stands out to me, and I could name it right off the top of my head, because I honestly knew it would be the longest episode when I wrote the question, mainly because the question had 12 answers, and that was episode 30, Who Were All the Men That Walked on the Moon? Now, if I just listed their 12 names, it would have been the shortest episode, but of course, I couldn't do that. I had to explain when, where, and some other notable things about them, which ended up clocking in this episode as the longest one in the entire series, apart from probably this one when I'm done. Next question, what is my favorite episode? I wrote this question down thinking it would probably take just a few minutes to figure out, but I honestly, in the end, don't really have an answer. This one was tough, so I guess I have a couple different answers, and some of them have to do with the question itself because I wanted to know the answer. Some of them have to do with the answer I found out from the question. So basically, I'm just going to list some highlights. First on my favorites list is, what is Pinky Tescadero's first name? That's probably the most obscure episode I did, and honestly, I really intended to do more like that, but never got to it because other questions that I wanted answered seemed to pop up before those obscure questions did again. One of the most interesting answers for me was from the episode, Why is a Red Door Good Luck? Under the subject of my favorite to piece together and decipher the information I got to formulate my answer is probably the episode, When Did Leap Year Start? I think my favorite answer to find without actually finding the actual answer was from the question, what was the first ride open / ridden at Disney World Resort? That one I played kind of amateur detective and made my best guess at which rides would be fastest to load, start up, and get to when the gates opened. Still don't know if that answer is right, but I did enjoy trying to figure out which one I think would have been the first ride to have kind of fired up at Disney World that day. Under the topic of pure curiosity and just wanting to know the answer to these questions, we got a tie, I think, between what happened to the Yugo and what does Wawa mean, at least for me in doing this series. All the answers to the space questions I obviously love to learn. I mean, I don't think there's any question or any doubt there for anybody. And that leads me to what I think is probably my favorite episode of all, not only the space questions, but all the series. And I think about researching it and what I learned and the process of putting that episode together, I think taking all that into account, episode 14, What Were Buzz Aldrin's First Words on the Moon, is probably my favorite episode of the entire run. Like I said, that's a tough question to answer. And honestly, if I think you took that one out, I would have a hard time picking one after that, or I guess in a sense, picking a second. All the episodes in one way or another, there's something I enjoyed about them. Some a lot more than others. Some I had to really kind of pick and choose that one little thing that kept me motivated to go. But if I hadn't been enjoying what I was doing, I wouldn't have had those particular 52 episodes before this. In fact, there were times where questions got ditched because I either couldn't find an answer or the answer just wasn't entertaining or was too simple and not enjoyable to do. So all in all, I actually enjoyed in one way or another all the episodes I did before this. In that vein, I did write down what is my least favorite episode. Now, when I say this, I just said I enjoyed them all in one way or another. I did enjoy learning the history of this. I don't like the answer, if that makes any sense. Let me tell you exactly what it is. It was the episode, How Do We Get Hawaii? I didn't expect the answer I got, and I actually feel like a more knowledgeable person, and that's probably something, the answer to that question is probably something people should know as part of American history, because I don't think it's a very good answer in a sense that I don't think we got Hawaii with the best of intentions originally. I'm not getting on a soapbox. This isn't political. It's history. It's what happened. I feel better as a person having that knowledge, but I don't feel good about the answer, if that makes any sense. I also wrote down the question, what episodes didn't get made? Even with 52 episodes, there were a few questions I wrote down that didn't get answered. And here's some of them. Who writes fortune cookies? What's the longest time anyone ever spent at a buffet? What was the first theme park death? What does 7-Eleven mean? How do yeast convert sugar into alcohol? How does Novocaine work? These questions were scrapped mainly for one of three reasons. One, either their answers weren't interesting or didn't give me enough to talk about. Two, their answers were way too complex to make a short form interesting episode. Or three, there was no answer to be found, or at least not enough information to discuss a possible theory. And I'm looking right at the what is the longest time anyone ever spent at a buffet question when I say that last statement. Another question I wrote down was, what was this like? And I think I actually answered that question as I opened this episode before I had even really got to this question. Basically, sometimes easy, sometimes hard. There's times I almost gave up. But in the end, I finished it and I'm glad. It was a true challenge and I met it. So challenge accomplished. And in the end, I certainly learned a lot from it. A lot. So the final question for this episode and the final question for this series, is this the end? And that simple answer is yes, this is the end. I did have fun doing this series, but in the end, it was a lot of work. Writing, researching, recording, and editing for one person every week for an entire year does add up. It is work I'm proud of, but in the end, I'll be honest and say I'm happy and somewhat relieved to hang this one up. I know a few people have asked for me to continue this show, and I really do appreciate that. I'm humbled that people are listening and enjoying it enough to ask me to go on. I set it out as a challenge to myself to do it for a year, and I did. The time I spent on this past year isn't going to be squandered. It'll be moved into some new challenges for 2017. This is the end I planned for the show a year ago, and this is where this particular series, at least in this form, is going to end for me. There have been suggestions of someone else taking over the show, but that's as far as the suggestions have gone. Someone, literally, that's the word used. No names, no one stepped up to do that. And frankly, I've put enough time into this series that I don't really want to spend time actively pursuing someone. But if someone wants to step up and volunteer or contact me about it, I'm all for that. I'm happy to hand it over to somebody. But for me, all my work on this series is done. But with having said all that, and you know Neo's as, and you've learned a little bit about me over the years, there's no saying that a special episode, maybe over a holiday, or maybe just something that I need to know the answer to, isn't going to pop up one day. That could happen. That is one of the beauties of podcasting, is that you can do almost anything, anytime, for any reason. So while I'm not making any promises, and I have absolutely no plans to do a special I Have Questions anytime soon, don't be super shocked if you see one day. So I think we're at the point that I not only wrap up this episode, but I wrap up this series. I really can't thank you enough for joining me this past year. I hope you had some fun along the way listening to this whole series. I know, as I've just said many times, I've had fun putting it together. I also hope this isn't the end for you listening to NeoZaz.com Productions. We have a lot of great series, a lot of great personalities, and we're literally adding things all the time. So if you haven't already, go check out all our work at NeoZaz.com. If for some reason this is your first episode of I Have Questions and you want to hear the other ones after hearing this odd one, there are 52 more episodes before this that are probably a lot more interesting than this one. And those two are at NeoZaz.com. This, of course, is not the end of NeoZaz and not the end of me podcasting, of course. Just want to make that clear. So as this show ends, NeoZaz, of course, continues, and so do our social media pages. We're NeoZaz Podcast on Facebook, at NeoZaz on Twitter, and NeoZaz on Instagram. So that's it. I want to thank you one more time for listening. I am Matt. This has been the series I Have Questions. I'm signing off and wrapping up, and I hope to see you again somewhere at NeoZaz.com. Thanks, everyone. Have Questions is part of the NeoZaz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit our website at NeoZaz.com. I Have Questions and all the podcast series from NeoZaz are funded by the generosity of our fantastic Patreon supporters. To learn how you can help support all the work we do at NeoZaz and access exclusive supporter content, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZaz. For all the latest from I Have Questions and NeoZaz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NeoZaz Podcast or our Twitter account at NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.